Hello, listeners of Can You Get to That?
Hey,
it's me, Matt Olson.
Hey, and over here on the West Coast, it's me, Caitlin Best. How you doing?
I'm feeling breezy and easy and good.
Hey, nice.
It's time. It's the episode we've been waiting for. It is episode 69. Burr, 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 burr. Nice.
Nice.
We got some special rules in store for this monumentous occasion. We were not able to get any super sexy guests arranged.
Yeah.
But we got our sexy selves, do we not?
Well, we got ourselves. That's for sure.
I'm feeling sexy. I don't know about you. I'm feeling good. I didn't shower today, though. I was about to say, I showered today, as though that's why I was feeling sexy, but I didn't actually shower.
No, I didn't shower either. It's actually hard for me to shower right now. I have to go to my gym because they have a shower chair.
Right. Foot update. How's your foot doing?
Still broken.
But
going strong. We're at day 17 now.
Do you have a boot?
Yeah, I do now. My doctor didn't give me one, but then when I had to go to the emergency room because they thought I had compartment syndrome, they did give me a boot.
I mean, how far away is the gym?
Well, it's far enough that I drive, but you'd be surprised at how not far that is these days.
Right. That's kind of shitty, but is it like a nice... It's like a nice roomy shower.
Oh, yeah. It's a good roomy shower. It's got a curtain. I go and use the hot tub. I take a dip in the hot tub while I'm there.
That's pretty nice.
It's a pretty relaxing time, actually.
It's kind of like this is giving you an excuse to just like, hey, my foot's broken. It's time for some me time.
Let me just hot tub a lot.
That's honestly,
If I was really taking this me time seriously, that I would start doing is smuggling beer in there. I haven't quite done that yet. But I feel like that would really, that's a way to spend an evening.
Yeah. Speaking of hot water, two things come to mind. One, I literally just looked over at my phone and I received the most mom text ever from my mom, which was just, hope you're dressing for the weather.
That's not only is that the most mom text ever, that's the most Pacific Northwest son lives in New York City text ever.
Well,
any time I've ever taken a trip to a place with a different climate from here, I get that from my mom.
Yeah.
Like I spent a week in Maine in January, my senior year of college, and my mom bought me a coat for that shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
I should hit my parents up for a new coat or like some flannel sheets or something from L.L. Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has gotten cold. Finally, the New York winter, at least in terms of the fucking bitterly cold air temp, has arrived. I did see some snowflakes falling on my walk to work the other day, but it
incredible.
Has not.
Did you hear little
stuck.
Like twinkly bells or something? You hear like a little bit of Christmas music?
Nah, it's just a lot of people going like, get the fuck out of here. I'm walking. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, that kind of shit. That's how you know it's winter in New York.
It's the holidays in the Big Apple, baby.
And fall and summer and springtime.
Yeah, just anytime.
In the let's see this week.
Damn.
I'm running out of adjectives.
Sooner or later, you could switch to a different language, perhaps.
Grande apple.
There you go.
Yeah. Fuck, what's apple in Spanish? I should know this.
Manzana.
Manzana. I had to, for work, I was, for one of my jobs, I was making a little joke in Espanol. and, of course, this just meant that I was changing a common Spanish phrase to have a different word in it. And I forgot something that I should have known, which is that the word for robot in Spanish is just robot.
Yeah, in a lot of languages, actually. You actually know where the word robot comes from? It's a Czech word.
Okay. So yeah, it's a loner word.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's saying robot.
Everybody say robot.
You got me so off track. There was another thing about hot water.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's become a blessing for you, you know, temporary with your foot going on. Things have gotten cold here, and there is a pipe. Caitlin, you can actually see it. It's that pipe that's in the corner of my room behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that pipe is connected to the bathrooms up above me. I'm on the third floor of this, I think, 8-floor apartment complex. And every morning now, it makes this awful, horrible sound that I can only describe as the sound of angry running water.
Ooh.
Like sinister running water. It has woken me up the past couple days. And in case you're wondering, yes, that pipe does get extremely hot.
Ooh.
My room is actually warmed by that pipe.
Well, that's kind of nice, though.
It's kind of nice, except for the fucking part where from the hours of 8 to 10 in the morning, you just can't ignore that sound whatsoever.
Well, you just got to... I mean, first of all, are you even home from 8 to 10? Second of all, if you are, you just got to get some earplugs.
I got to get some fucking earplugs. Ugh.
Earplugs are crucial. Earplugs is how I survived when I lived in a dorm where my, how do I describe him? We'll just say unusual dorm mate had really loud sex most every night about 3:30.
I thought you were going to say when we lived in the same house and you lived in the basement.
I'm sure I used him then too, but that's the habit started. The habit started when I was in the dorms.
Yeah. I've told my story to you. I don't know if it's by episode 69. I don't know if it's been on the podcast, but maybe I'm just forgetful. The Good Morning song.
Yes, that's you can go ahead and tell that story. It's one of my favorite stories.
It's a classic Matt story, but I don't know if it's actually made it to air. I'm sure someone will tell me on Twitter at Matthew Olson if I've already done this, but I'll try to do the abridged version.
Do a brief version because
we got to get into it.
Crunch for time, yeah.
As a freshman, new to dorm life, I thought I was going mad because every morning I would hear, this makes me feel much better about the pipe, just thinking about the story.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning I would hear the song that goes something like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, good morning, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, good morning, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-do-do, beautiful day. Dun, dun, dun. And I don't mean a little bit, like, I mean exactly like, because it got burned into my memory.
The punchline of that song.
Beautiful day. Yeah. And then eventually I figured out that my roommate could also hear it, so it wasn't just me losing my shit. And then one day it went off every 5 minutes for over 24 hours, and I realized that actually, because of the vents in the dorm, everybody on the floor could pretty much hear it or would hear it as they were walking by. And we all thought that the guy whose alarm that was, because it was a person's cell phone alarm, might have been dead. And I remember it was like 5 or 6 of us were like, something has to be done. And this is after we let it go on for over a day. Something has to be done. And one of us, not me, gingerly turned the doorknob and opened the door to his room. It was just unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
He was not there. He was not dead.
Thank God.
As he always was whenever it would go off for multiple hours, he was just like with his girlfriend or something. And that same brave soul went in there and turned off the goddamn alarm.
I really like the image of a young you hearing this every morning and just thinking, like, this is a new development in my life. This is what adults hear every day at 8:00 in the morning.
That was probably, you know, I was off of my most psychically vulnerable state in my life
Yeah.
Up to that point and since then, like I haven't had. So the second most psychically vulnerable was when I thought I was alone in that. Just kind of bled into that time period. But I'm not psychically vulnerable anymore because we're here to talk about our favorite sexy number. And I have the favorite sexy time beer to accompany me tonight.
Oh, it's a Bud Light Lime.
It's a Bud Light Lime. And you might think this is a jumbo can, 24 ounces.
Yeah, no, I might no, think no. That. I'm looking at it.
No, no, no.
You've just shrunk.
25 fluid ounces. They give you the extra ounce. That's the Budweiser promise.
They round up, huh? Wow. Well, see, you told me about this beer. You warned me that you were going to have a beer that was, like, I don't know, thematic somehow. And I have to say, I think my beer is more thematic.
I mean, your beer is called Cooch.
Yeah.
I've said my theory about Cooch Street in Portland, though, to you, right?
What? That they meant to name it Cooch Street and...
That because it's spelled like couch, that it was originally Couch Street until like, I don't know, in the 60s or something, some old ass crusty, dusty Portlanders gathered together in a bar one night and were like, we should all start calling it Cooch. So when the city becomes cool and we're all like even crustier and dustier, we'll be able to laugh at all the hip transplants who are walking around all hoity toity, like calling it Cooch Street. That's my theory.
Yeah, that checks out.
It's like how people in New York say Houston and Broadway.
Right. Yeah.
Broadway. The Great White Way, Broadway.
I was talking with my roommate about this beer the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they sell this. I don't know how widespread the distribution is, but if they sell this in other places, people definitely just call it Couch Select Lager.
I have never seen it outside of Portland.
Well, so really, I mean, I think Couch Select Lager, that makes a lot of sense for a beer name, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'd buy a beer called Couch Beer.
I think nationally, Bud Light Lime would be recognized as a sexy time beer, whereas Couch Select Lager...
I don't know about...
You know, there's regional problems that interfere, right? If you don't know, it's pronounced Couch.
I think I would say it depends on what you think of as sexy time.
I think of Bud Light Lime is, I think Bud Light Lime is second only to Corona for Sex on the Beach beer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying anyone.
There's a drink called a Sex on the Beach.
That's true, but that's, you know, like we're talking about mixed drinks then, and that's a whole nother matter.
Whole nother can of worms.
When you and I start drinking mixed drinks while we're recording the podcast, that's when we know that things have gotten a little...
Damn, you know what? Now that you say that, I'm gonna probably do that like the next time we record.
Yeah, I'm down for a hot toddy next time we record.
That sounds nice. That sounds very nice. I'll just fix myself a Manhattan, you know? Fuck it.
It's actually pronounced Manhattan. You don't know that if you don't live in New York.
Got it. That's one of those New York secrets they tell you when you move there, huh?
El Grande Manzana.
Right, yeah.
Oh boy.
Let's do the thing. Let's talk about the special rules that we've formulated for this week.
So, as you may have already guessed, just because 69 isn't that a silly subject, we're actually opening ourselves up to multiple possible endings here. Obviously, the page for 69, the number, is fair game. 69, the sex position. Oh, you know that's good. 69 also happens to be the name of a novel by Ryu Murakami. And Caitlin, if you could just... we looked into this. The novel is set in 1969, and we will say that 1969 is not valid. Neither is 2069. Only the years 69 AD and BC are valid. Those count. But this novel by Ryu Murakami, we were wondering if it was valid. And then in the plot synopsis, we found this sentence, which is... talking about the main characters, their priorities are girls, cinema, music, literature, pop culture, organizing a school festival to be called, quote, the Morning Erection Festival. We can just stop there.
And it goes on.
And it goes
on. I do want to say, though, that the last clause in this sentence is, and finding a way to change the world somehow.
Yeah, and if you could you talk about the book cover?
It's a rose. It's a rose, and yeah. I don't know if you've studied art history, but
I've been known to dabble in the art history. I don't know why I'd use the sexy voice for that.
But when I studied art history, it was with a very woke high school English teacher, and she taught us, and she taught us what the word yonic means. And she taught us that roses are yonic.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Other options. Actually, we already went down the whole list, save for Highway 69, U.S. Interstate 69. Obviously, there are a number of roads and you know, byways or whatever that are numbered 69. But we're going to go the classic Interstate 69. If we can find our ways to that somehow, you know, it's that's our, like, our on the road Kerouac ending. Like, this is kind of like a choose your own adventure for us this week. So
that's our Kerouac ending.
Yeah, because, like, you know, it's
because it's a road.
Yeah, exactly.
OK.
All right.
All right, are we ready?
I think we are more than ready.
Buckled up?
Yeah, let's go. All
right.
Random article. Step one.
Nunaki Mountain is located in Montana, 20 kilometers southwest of Carway, Alberta, and 1 kilometer southwest of Chief Mountain.
I have never heard of this mountain.
Me neither.
Can you scroll down a little bit so I can see the geography? Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's right on the edge there.
It's right up on the border of Montana.
It's basically Canada, which I'm assuming is why they use kilometers instead of miles.
Yeah, well, also, yeah, 12 miles southwest of Alberta. Okay. Jeez. I mean, I'm trying to think through my Montana knowledge to see, because Montana, I think, would be the easiest link for us to take from here.
I think, well, I mean, we could be real fucking lazy and just click through all the states. You know what I'm saying? Until we get to a state the highway goes through.
Sure. Does that seem like the most fun for us, though?
It doesn't seem fun at all, but maybe we can do this more than once.
It's possible.
And maybe I have a secondary idea up my sleeve for what we could do after we finish this.
Okay. Counterpoint. When we were on the page investigating for the Murakami novel, 69, I noticed that under genre, it listed Roman Aclef. Do you have any fucking idea what
definitely,
that is?
Yeah, probably how you say that, I think. Yeah?
Do you know what that is, that genre?
I have no fucking idea. It's some kind of novel.
Okay, because I was thinking...
what that would mean.
I was thinking, I mean, this would be impossible, but trying to go through, like, Montana literature as an option.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or I know that there was one town that we would always drive through, one small town that we'd always drive through on the way to Butte, Montana, which is where my grandparents on my mom's side live. And the only thing that we would ever get told, like my brother and I in the backseat of the car would ever get told about that small town, was that it was notorious for having a red light district. Like, it was like the brothel town. Like I think we would get told, like, yeah, it had a red light district. And I didn't even know what the fuck that was.
We could stop with perhaps on the page for this town, they have a sign. They have a famous sign that has an arrow pointing down to the town, and it says 69 here.
69 here, maybe, you know. You know, or any number of things in Montana could be linked to the number or the sex position.
Number 69.
Yeah, or like maybe the geologic history of Montana, something interesting happened in BC or
69 times.
In 69 times. Who knows? You don't know. Glaciers and shit. Well, probably not glaciers at that point.
I feel like, yeah, there weren't glaciers there in either of those years.
Should we just click on Montana? Make that step two regardless?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking Montana. Here we go. Big sky country.
The sky in Montana? It doesn't make sense, but it's just bigger.
Grande sky country.
That's what they call it, baby.
Also known as... Wait, no, you're scrolling too fast for me.
Oh, sorry.
Remember that bit rate. Stay on the top of that page, please. I was going to read off some nicknames of the great state of Montana.
Land of the Shining Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And more recently, the last best place.
Now, I think...
there's a little bit of ambiguity there, ain't there?
I think it tells a story, right?
Well, I mean, look. It either means that it's the only best place left, or it means that it's the least best place, which means it's the worst place.
Okay, I guess so. Either of those are stories in and of themselves. Even in a positive construction, I think the ambiguity really comes from, damn, that's a fucking good nickname. Whatever it means, it truly means, it's a good fucking nickname. Because it gets your mind racing. The last best place. What is this? Is this like a Cormac McCarthy The Road type situation? Like, that's like...
It does sound like that. It's not, you know, I will say it's not unlike the motto of Reno, Nevada. Are you familiar?
Refresh my memory. I don't want to screw it up.
The biggest little city in the world.
Right. Right. Multiple interpretations there, but I feel like, you know, it's always... that one is more solidly like a diminutive, like we're big in heart, but we're still pretty small, or like it's like a big city, but we're actually small. Like it always comes back to being lesser than. Montana's either fucking great or it's the pits. And I will tell you, from spending time there, it is either fucking great or it's the pits.
It's both
perfect.
Of those things.
It is.
It embodies a contradiction.
It is some of the most beautiful, untouched land that you will see in the contiguous 48. It is also home to a mile wide acid lake.
Let me say this. It's a big state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Geographically, it's a big state.
Yeah, the only thing bigger is the sky.
Right. So I wouldn't be surprised if it is the case that there are just by... percentage wise in terms of the amount of land that's in Montana, probably less of Montana is toxic waste sites than, say, New York State, you know? Think about that.
That's probably true. I just did a quick Google search in my own tab.
For Acid Lake?
Not for Acid Lake, for what I entered 10,000 silver dollar bar. But actually, the roadside attraction in Montana is the 50,000 silver dollar bar, which is
really underselling the state.
I was.
It's also called the Treasure State. I'm going to point that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of mining there, hence the Acid Lake. The 50,000 silver dollar bar, to my understanding, having not seen it, because I think it is actually a bar. I don't know if children are allowed in. Probably children are allowed in.
God damn it.
It's Montana. It is a bar where the bar, to my understanding, is just covered with 50,000 silver dollars.
Wow.
Like glued on there.
Wow.
Now do you find that display like more or less like sickeningly ostentatious than say like a nice granite countertop that costs $50,000, which is worse?
How big a piece of granite costs $50,000? Do you have any idea?
If I knew that kind of thing, I would probably have to be rich by extension.
I feel like that's an enormous piece of granite.
Yeah,
that's a lot of rock. I mean, it's like you can't even pick that up, you know?
You know this shit about people who get paranoid about getting like granite countertops because they're worried about the, or like stone countertops generally because they're worried about the radiation?
No, I don't know that. Who thinks of that?
Pop open a tab, type in stone countertop radiation. This is a thing. And I guess
so, like, is this from InfoWars?
This is not a globalist conspiracy.
Granite countertops and radiation.
US EPA. Like,
damn.
The EPA has a page on this. It's not just Alex Jones.
Damn.
Yeah.
If present, okay, granite, like any other rock, can contain naturally occurring radioactive elements like radium, uranium, and thorium. If present, these radioactive elements will decay into radon. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Is this real?
This is real.
Damn.
To reduce your risk of lung cancer from exposure to radon, you should test the air in your home.
What?
Identifying the presence and concentration of radioactive elements in granite requires expensive and sophisticated instruments. Shit's crazy. Everything in the world will kill you. Humans weren't meant to live long in the first place. We weren't supposed to go out because of granite countertops at like age 75. We were supposed to like die in the mouth of a saber tooth.
Supposed to be eaten by dinosaurs at age 30.
Exactly. So now we got to worry about like if my sick countertop will fucking poison me with radon gas. Like, no, like I
now,
don't.
No, Matt, I know that you don't have a granite countertop.
Yeah, I definitely do not. Whatever's out in the kitchen in this apartment is definitely not real granite. Anyway. Okay.
So what's the strategy here?
Well, what do you want to know about Montana?
Well, I learned that Montana is only one of only two continental U.S. states, which is antipodal to land.
Wait, what?
It means that on the other side of the world, it's land under there.
Whoa, really?
And there's a place called the Kerguelen Islands. I'm probably saying Kerguelen Islands, it looks like. Sorry, Kerguelen Islands.
So wait, is that saying that like on the other side of the world from the rest of the states, it's just like the Atlantic or the Pacific?
Yeah. Well, the Atlantic or the Indian Ocean, it looks like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fuck, that's... Wow. I've never really thought about being opposite from the Indian Ocean before.
Yeah, well, it totally is, though. Colorado also opposite land. Doesn't say which.
That's freaky. That's freaky
deaky. That's weird, right? Like, if you just dug down?
Yeah.
If you dug a hole through America all the way...
So
the water would come in.
The water would come in, among other things. So all that shit in cartoons when they would dig a hole through the earth and end up in China.
Yeah.
Was just so fucking dead stupid.
Listen, you don't know that they were digging 9 degrees straight down.
That's always how it's depicted. They don't depict like a wormy tunnel that like avoids the earth's core and shit. They don't do that. It's straight down and out the other side.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue, as you sort of just alluded to, that there are other problems with that concept.
We don't even... Does that ever keep you up at night, the fact that we're pretty sure we know what the core is, but like...
No, it does not.
Caitlin, you're the one who constantly advances on this show that unless you've seen it, you don't believe it. And yeah, no one knows what the core of the earth is made out of, for realsies.
Sure, but like, it doesn't keep me up at night. I mean, I look down at the ground, it's dirt on there, and like, I feel okay about that.
It's dirt. It's dirt as far down as you can dig.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's dirt all the way down.
Yeah, so I feel okay about that.
Maybe the dirt gets compressed and hot.
Have you heard about this very deep hole? I forget what it's called. There's this hole that they dug in like...
Have I heard about
Finland?
This very deep hole?
There's this hole... There's this hole in like Finland or like Western Russia that's like several miles deep, I think. And like they had to stop digging at some point because the drill bit got too hot to keep drilling.
Yeah.
And this hole is just there. And it's just covered with like a... like. You know, it's like 4 inches in diameter or something. Mm-hmm. And it's just fucking there. And I really would enjoy going to this hole. And there's just like a little lid on it. And just like, you could just drop a penny down there and it'd get cooked.
Yeah, it'd get sizzled.
Yeah. And like, you wouldn't know. But
then the hole would be slightly less deep.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Well, unless it was hot enough down there to like vaporize it.
I guess that could happen.
I don't know. I don't really know how hot it is, but...
Are you familiar with the work of, what's his name? Junji Ito?
Mm-mm.
Should talk to your roommate sometime. You'll get learned up right quick, I'm sure. Junji Ito is this horror manga creator. You are familiar with Steven Universe, right?
Matt.
Yeah. Well, you remember how Amethyst, they reveal not too deep into the show that Amethyst was created on Earth, and they go to the place that she sprung from the Earth, and she's like, "This is my hole," and it's those canyons where it's all just like the people shaped holes.
Yeah. Hey, Steven! Look! Here's the hole I came out of.
Hang on.
What? It's my hole! Look, it's me, Sai!
Yeah.
That is a direct reference to this like super famous manga that Junji Ito made called The Enigma of Amigara Fault, which I do not recommend reading before bed or maybe ever, because it's about these whole these people-shaped holes that open up in the side of a mountain, and then people get this inexplicable urge to find their hole that's their perfect shape, and when they find them, they get sucked into the mountain.
Wow.
And then, oh, I can't spoil the ending, though.
Well, do they melt in the lava?
Worse, is all okay. I'll say.
Okay.
There are probably listeners who are familiar right now who hate, like, they're on their commute right now, or they're just like...
Yeah, and you just made them think about whatever horrible thing happens.
Tapping at work, and they're just like, I need to stop. I hate Matt. This was a sexy podcast 30 minutes ago, and now...
Yeah, what happened? You're still drinking that BLL, right? Or are you out?
I don't know if you can hear it, if it picks
up
the mic.
Take a refresher sip.
Oh, hey there.
He's back.
Sexy time. We should click on a thing from Montana.
Yeah, I don't... We still don't know what strategy we're going to use.
We didn't stop to figure out where Interstate 69 runs through, did we? Did you pick that up?
No, I mean, I saw a glimpse of it. I want to say it's like... sort of where the Mississippi River is, like those states.
Okay.
And listen, look, we just keep going east. If we just keep going east,
we'll get there.
We're gonna hit it.
I mean, that's one option. Gosh, I'm just so darn upset that there wasn't anything about Montana's rich sex history on this page.
I mean, we haven't looked at everything. Let's see. Recreation? Nope. Nothing here.
There's no subsection that's just fucking.
Let me go back to the table of contents and just make sure. Make double sure. Let's see.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, here it is. Just says fucking right there.
Oh, wow.
There.
Oh, wow.
And let's go down to the fucking section. Oh. Says 69, but it's not, there's no link.
This bit.
It says people in Montana love to do the 69. But there's no link. You believe that?
I don't know if I can come on board this bit train with you. I really don't. Wait, so, but transportation here,
Says highways.
It does list other interstates.
Yeah, this could be a good strat.
So what if we just click on interstate highway, not a specific one, but just interstate highway? Do we think that would give us a list?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, step three. Interstate highway system. There we go. What's your favorite interstate? But you can't say 69.
Damn. Well, what do you even say if not that?
I-5.
Yeah, that's one. Sure, we'll go with I-5. It's all right.
405 isn't an interstate, is it? No, it is.
No, well, it's a freeway.
So that's different?
Is there a difference? I don't know.
I mean, it's interstate.
I-405. We call it I-405.
Yeah, that means it's an interstate.
It means it's an interstate.
Yeah. And
it seems weird because I don't know what other states it goes to.
There has got to be a part on this page. If not, it's a fucking sadness. There's got to be a part that's songs named after interstates, right?
I took...
The 405 drove the interstate. It also says interstate in the song. Interstate down to its center. Never thought that it ever get better than this.
This is a really good song. Are you just,
What? Do you not know
he's making this song up?
It's Death Cab.
Okay.
It's, It's one of few Death Cab songs I still have a soft spot for. Because I don't know if you've checked in with Ben Gibbard lately.
No.
He's just a goober.
Well, that's all right. A lot of people are goobers.
Yeah, but
he's... my best friends are goobers.
He's especially a goober.
Okay.
You know? I told you about the experience of going to see the Postal Service reunion, right?
Yeah, I probably, but I don't really remember.
Well, they had Big Frida open for them.
Right. And people were racist and didn't like it.
Yeah, people were hella racist. People right. were fucking... I was one of the younger people in the audience, I'll say that.
Yeah.
People who were my age when that Postal Service album came out. So my elders, like a bunch of Gen Xers in Portland were like, I don't fucking like this. This is awful. And it's like, clearly their reaction was just like, it wasn't the indie music they had expected. And they're like,
yeah,
Gen Xers
are the fucking worst.
I hate twerking.
Can we talk about when people talk about the generations?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about this sort of war between the millennials and the baby boomers. Everybody forgets about the Gen Xers, but let me just say, fuck Gen Xers.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Look, I shouldn't expend my own young, youthful energy fighting the baby boomers, right? Because they're gonna, like, if we're not all dying together, they're gonna die soonest. Just by virtue of things. Unless they start Peter Thiel stealing our blood... they're not going to live long enough to be a problem, assuming that we live long enough to be a problem for anybody
else,
right?
Assuming that we all live long enough for anyone to be a problem to anyone.
Yeah, assuming that us who are qualified as millennials, which, like, what age range even is that? I can't tell. Like,
millennials?
There are, like, 30-somethings who call themselves millennials. I don't understand
it. I would say that it sort of means what... it's like... You know a millennial when you see one.
They have Snapchat and they don't and they don't use it like an idiot.
It's anybody with Snapchat. It's anybody who can't use a map.
Right, exactly. But fucking Gen Xers, I'll say it here. I can say it here freely cuz he's never going to fucking listen to this, and if he does, hey buddy, fuck you. Or maybe the day after the election, a piece went up in The Stranger, which is Seattle's alt newspaper. I'm doing air quotes around alt. because
I heard him.
It's such a fucking neoliberal.
Was it by Dan Savage?
No. Though.
Because fuck that. While we're on the topic, let me just extend a big middle finger to Dan Savage, too.
Yeah, for real. But Sean Nelson, formerly of the band Harvey Danger,
of Flag... I like that band.
Flagpole City fame, yeah.
I wanna publish scenes.
He put an article out being like, stop saying that Bernie would have won. Like, now's not the fucking time, Bernie bros. And it's... ugh. The Stranger has also started to, like, get all angry at Shama Sawant, who is the socialist member of Seattle City Council, for just for saying, like, you know, Bernie Sanders was a good candidate, and now I'm going to hold some anti-Trump rallies. They're like, hold on, like, this is disruptive.
And rage against
machines. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck you, Sean Nelson. I'm going to say it, but I didn't say it on Twitter. I was so tempted to get in a Twitter fight and then get blocked by my teen idol.
She took one last gulp of his soft city condescension and blasted off from his little launch pad to Park Twitter.
That would have been so sick. Matt, why didn't you do that? You can still do it now.
A good friend talked me down.
Why? Sounds like a bad friend, actually.
Because the thing that I should do now is invest in, you know, educating myself more, listening to people who've been in the struggle for longer, doing all those sorts of things.
Getting in a Twitter fight with the man from Harvey Danger does not preclude any of those things.
You know that I would spend too much energy on that. I have already spent too much energy on it in the context of this bit. But it's important for me to save that energy so that when the baby boomers are dead, but we're fighting against the shitty Gen Xers like Sean Nelson, we have that stored up energy, you know? You know?
Sure, yeah. Just save your hate for later.
Yeah. Like the song that they covered.
Save it for later.
for
save it for later. For later. Yeah, yeah. So I found it.
Wait, what?
I found what we're looking for.
Oh shit.
Well, sort of.
Oh, wait.
I found I-69 in Michigan, which is, you know, real close.
Yeah, no, we should click on that, obviously.
Obvi.
I-69 in Michigan, step 4. Almost correct. Is it taking a while to load?
No, not for me.
I can't see it. Your
I see it.
Your screen share has completely shit the bed. Oh, nope. Now it's back. There it is. Does it not have a link to just Interstate 69?
Just I-69. Wouldn't that just be the pits? No, it's right here.
Okay.
Well, wait. That's I-69 in Indiana. Son of a...
See? What is this bullshit where it divvies it up by, like, states?
Well, it's a discontinuous interstate.
Right.
I read this when we were doing our preliminary research.
Is that just what does that mean? Does it mean that it picks up and leaves off?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I thought by definition it couldn't. A discontinuous interstate, is that even an interstate?
I feel like as long as it crosses state borders.
I guess.
It's kind of the definition, you know.
Well, so they're at the top of the table of mm-hmm. divisions. It says there's a linked I-69. Is that just I-69 generally?
That's I-69 in Indiana.
Fucking A. So all of these links are to little bits of it?
Seems that way, yeah.
Man, we've talked about foamers before on the show, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe so.
People who are obsessive about trains. Yo, yeah. Whatever transit nuts decided to organize this page this way and not just include a link to
I-69.
Maybe you're interested in I-69 generally, like a normal person. Yo, fuck you.
Okay. So the very first sentence is...
Can you not just click that emblem for Interstate 69? Is that not itself a link to Interstate 69?
Oh, no, it links to the image.
Damn it!
Let's look at a bigger... looks good, huh?
I mean, it is.
It's a good JPEG.
I'm sorely tempted to make this JPEG the cover art for the show instead. Maybe switch the interstate colors to like the can you get to that orange and black.
Okay. So the very first sentence in this article is Interstate 69. Is a part of the interstate highway system that will eventually run from the Mexican border in Texas to the Canadian border at Port Huron, Michigan.
Yeah.
That tells us a couple of things. The first is that perhaps the reason it's discontinuous is because it's not finished.
Uh-huh.
And also, that's where it goes.
Yeah.
We can click on Texas and see if there's... Or we can click on I-69 in Indiana and see if that's got a link.
I'm really not sure what the best choice here is. Do you have a particular leaning?
And there's also I-96, which is nice because it's the opposite of 69. So
throwing
that out there.
That sounds like the opposite of what we want. Actually, it doesn't sound nice at all. It sounds not nice.
You don't think it's gonna list antipodes of I-60 or I-96?
No, I don't. So all of those other links on that sidebar, they take you to I-69 yes. in blank or near blank.
So and so.
Oh, fucking A. That's a kick in the pants.
Now, if we had opened this up, if we had made this any highway that includes the number 69, we could have gone to M-69, which is Michigan State Highway 69, and we could have just been done.
Yeah, but like, what makes Michigan so nice, you know?
We're running really low on time. We need to we gotta move here.
We gotta move along
like,
the interstate.
I was like, oh, we got this. No problem. We got it. We don't got it. Let's click on I-69 in Indiana and see what happens.
All right. Step 5 in Indiana.
Oh, there we go. Found it. We got it.
Oh wait, what? I can't even see. I'm still on Michigan.
I'll wait.
You gotta wait for these internet pipes to catch up.
I'm waiting. I know the pipes are a little clogged.
Yo, Indiana, it's official. You're a better state than Michigan.
There we go. You heard it here first.
Step six, Interstate 69. It's kind of nice that we got there on step six.
Yeah, it's got a sort of poetry to
Wait, hold on, though. Okay.
What?
So we've got I'd say, about 15 minutes to go, because we already always have a little cruft at the beginning of the recording that gets cut out.
Yeah.
And we got to one of our end states. Nice.
Yep.
Can you, once you're done sipping on that cooch beer, I wish I hadn't said it that way. Can you tell me what your idea was for the next step?
Oh, well, you mean you already said it, which is that, I mean, it's nice. So I think that we should get to a page called Nice.
Okay.
And there's a couple of those.
There's a city in California.
The main one is a city in France, I believe. The famous Mediterranean city, Nice, France.
You mean Nice?
Do I?
It's spelled the same, and we gave ourselves a lot more options for 69. So Nice is like hard mode in a way.
Right.
So what do you think we should do? Should we try to?
I have an idea already. We're gonna go to Nice, France. We're gonna go to Canada.
Okay. All right.
You see what I'm thinking here?
Like French Canada to France to Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I don't think we're gonna be able to make that be Nice on step nine, which would be.
Oh my God! Fuck, that'd be so incredible.
Fucking perfect. But I don't think we'd be able to do that with California either. So step seven, Canada.
Yeah.
This is seven in the extended run.
We might do it, Matt.
We already
we might
won,
do it.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, I think we might be able to do this. We have, if we're careful.
If we're careful.
Watch our step. Okay.
Well, we have to get to France on the next one, and then hope that France has a direct link to Nice.
Yeah, and I think we can get to France in the next one. So I'm on this section called European Colonization.
Okay.
Started
all right.
When Norsemen settled briefly in Newfoundland. That's not helpful.
Not interested in the Norse right now.
No, not in particular.
I will say that the only time that we've done something this bold on the show before is the Vikings episode. So if you're...
Yeah, how many times did we do that?
We got to Vikings three different ways, three different times, including a punk band. I think an Ecuadorian punk band, am I right? You remember? Named Los Vikings.
I believe it, yeah.
Little plug for our own show within our own show. Is there not just France?
Well, so there's New France, which is not the same.
Problematic, yeah.
But listen, I think I'm going to keep looking. We got to skim. We got to do some power skimming here. We can't control F, which would be really handy right now. We're not going to do it.
It would be really handy. We can also, I don't know if you're, what do you have to do tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing in particular.
Yeah, we can go a little long. I mean,
okay, sure.
The only rule, like, I don't think we've ever said that we lose because it's been 60 minutes or thereabouts. We lose because we give the fuck up and we're like,
well, because you give up. I would say that you're the giver upper.
Wait. Sorry, what?
I just feel like usually it's you that decides to bag it.
I mean, that maybe that's true, but I'm just like wondering why you're bringing this up now and why we haven't like had a talk off the air about it before. You know, this is just kind of like not a very chill, sexy time to bring this up. You know,
all right, hold on, I need to. You're right. Hold on one second.
Yeah, take a sip of that beer. Now it's good. Now we're good.
All right, I'm back.
We're back.
We're back, baby. Whoo!
Boy, it has been a long time since I've had to drink this much Bud Light Lime.
Since you've had to?
Well, you know, usually a BLL for me is like I'll have one in the summertime in the sun out of a bottle, and if I'm feeling real good, I'll have two.
Yeah.
This is more than two Bud Light Limes in a big can and in the wintertime. So it is a little... It is
winter.
A little weird.
Do they even? I'm gonna be honest. I didn't even know you could buy it in the winter.
Here's a fucking shocking thing to me. You can buy the Limeritas, the like.
Oh my God.
The mixed Bud Light Lime and malt, whatever the fucks, Grape-a-rita, watermelon. All those were also available, and I'm like, who's buying those between the months of September and May?
Just people, just hoarders, people that are just saving them up for hotter times.
Hotter times.
Okay, I'm now looking at the intro, sort of the front matter.
Yeah, see if France is linked up here.
See if France is higher up. Okay, so I mean, French colonization of the Americas.
I think we should give up on getting directly to France, but we should make a point out of getting to Nice before we end.
Okay. Do you want to click on French culture, which is a link I just found?
Sure. Let's do it. Step 8. French culture.
French culture.
Ding dong, doo doo doo. I don't know. I just made a little song that was kind
made
of
a little jingle.
It was a jingle that was kind of similar to ba 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 ba. Good morning.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
Good
anytime
morning.
You tell that story, that just gets stuck in my head.
I've shown you the actual video clip of it, right? And then all the YouTube comments below are like,
"No,
my fucking significant other had this as their alarm clock, and like it's burned in my brain forever." It's like a million of those. It's
Wait,
great.
The YouTube video, the video of you, of your specific incident, or
no, the video of someone uploading the song because it was a super common ringtone. Like it was pre-baked on a bunch of different phones.
Right.
Yeah. Someone uploaded it to YouTube, and the comments are the most amazing thing ever. It's just all commiserating.
Right.
That was like my support group for that event, was reading those YouTube comments. Does this page not link to France?
Oh, it does, but I'm still hoping.
Oh, just see if Nice is on here.
Just see if Nice is on this page.
That's
I'm looking at regional customs and traditions right now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're good at this game.
Well, you know,
after almost 68
episodes, 68 episodes of practice. So
on the book, 68 on the books, yeah. So, you know, I just found the MP3 for our old Svalbard episode.
Oh, God.
Sitting on a hard drive.
Yeah. We got some BC episodes.
I'm not seeing a lot
of city names on here. Not seeing Nice so much.
Maybe Nice is just really pleasant and quaint and not
and just
notable.
Cultureless.
Yeah. Just Nice.
It's just nice, yeah.
We should go over something that you wanted to point out if we got to 69 the number.
Wait, there's a couple things. Which thing?
The one about calculators.
Oh, yeah. So in a calculator, in most calculators, apparently, the highest factorial that you can calculate is, and I gotta move my microphone here so I don't blow the sound out.
Yeah.
69!
That is, of course, how you are supposed to say 69 factorial, as denoted with the exclamation point.
Exclamation point.
69! Yeah, I didn't even blow out my mic with that. Nice.
Nice.
Still not seeing.
There's
Nice.
another fun fact. Why don't you tell the listeners about the other fun fact about the number 69?
You're saying this as if I remember what that fun fact is.
It's one of the few other things that's mathematically notable about 69.
It's 3 times 23.
Yeah, exactly. You know about the number 23?
Oh, shit.
Think about it, Matt.
Oh,
2 divided by 3? What's that? What's 2 divided by 3?
6666666666666666666666666666666667. That's where my mental calculator just stops and rounds.
How many digits was that?
I don't fucking know.
What I was getting at was 0.666, but...
That's, yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. I love it.
I think so.
Yeah. So.
I'm not totally seeing. We can just give up and go to France. Hold on. I'm seeing more places.
More places, maybe.
Brittany, barely. Orléanais, Normandy, Languedoc. Lyonnais, Dauphiné.
Yeah, I just feel like we're getting to a kind of lull in the action, so maybe we should
definitely a low point in the action.
I'm saying
you're right about that.
We do owe our listeners something entertaining, maybe.
I mean,
yeah, I guess. I don't want to be the first one to say it, but maybe we should just give up.
Hey, no. What are you saying?
No, let's click on France.
We're gonna. Okay, if fucking France isn't a link on this page.
Do you mean you didn't see if it was a link on this page already?
I haven't seen it yet. I've seen Languages of France. I've seen French cinema.
Oh, dear Lord.
I've seen French Constitution.
You know what's not nice? Wikipedia.
French people. Well, sometimes it's nice.
Name one time.
I will, actually. There was this one time during the Olympics when this guy, I forget the exact statistic, but this runner had just won a race that no American had won in a very long time. And somebody went on Wikipedia immediately and edited the page, and they wrote, so-and-so, this dude, just won this race in, just for the sake of argument, let's say the first time in 69 years.
Okay.
And then they put a little exclamation point at the end of that sentence, and it was very cute.
Wow. Wow, that actually, I didn't think you'd be able to convince me.
You didn't think I would, but I did.
That is actually nice story. That's,
yeah,
also, I fucking bet you that exclamation point got scrubbed by some humorless prick within an hour.
Some piece of shit or a bot.
Those bots that fix grammar and exclamation points on Wikipedia. Oh boy.
Okay, so just for the record, I did get to France. Oh, here we go.
Step 9.
I did it.
France and
step
9.
France, step 10. Nice.
Nice.
It would have been so, fuck, it would have been so good.
It really would have been. I mean, look, I'm not going to say someone should go back and edit a link to France into Canada's Wikipedia page.
I'm going to say that.
Because that way we know there would be a canonical way to
a
do
pathway.
It on 6 and on 9 from, yeah. Again, was it the Ninaki Mountain?
You're Montana. The one writing it down. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, 10 steps total for this two-parter special rules edition for our 69th episode. This is a bigger deal than episode 100 is going to be. You know
this
it is.
This is the biggest deal. This is the biggest episode until 420, which who even knows?
Who fucking knows? I mean, unless this is definitely a bigger deal than episode 100. Unless.
Definitely, no question.
And I mean, this is kind of on the listeners who we adore and who we're very thankful for. Unless through their promotion and sort of sharing and spreading the word about the show to their friends and other people, unless within the next, what is it, 31 episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless we get so fucking big that we can get a powerhouse celeb guest on for our 100th episode. That's the only way it can be a bigger deal than episode 69. But I ask you, Caitlin, who would that have to be? I already know my answer.
Mr. Worldwide.
That would also,
is that what you were thinking?
That would also be acceptable, and I feel like it's in the ballpark for what I was going to say. Can you guess who I was going to say? I think you can get it. I think you can get
Vin
it.
Vin Diesel.
You're warmer. Oh, you're fucking
Dwayne
so
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes! Any of those would be acceptable. If we can, by episode 100, have fucking Pitbull.
Any of those.
Mr. 305.
You know what? Himself. I just want to go on the record saying I will also accept John Cena.
Ooh, but the problem is that even if he turns on his Skype camera, we won't be able to see him.
We don't need to. We do this through screen share. It's perfect.
Is there anybody else who you put up there with those four?
Anybody else?
Someone who's not a man. Maybe.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah. We don't want to come off as, I mean, like,
I'll allow Michelle Obama, I suppose.
Wait, what?
I suppose I'll allow Michelle Obama.
I think like it'd be cool, but only like if it wasn't like a like.
Listen, we get to
see like
we
some...
get to moms. We get to moms.
Okay.
And we'd have Michelle, the world's best mom.
Okay.
America's mom.
Well, the thing is that by episode 100, like, America's mom is, I don't want to think about it.
Matt, she'll always be America's mom. Stop talking like that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. I'm trying to think, you know, I mean, this would be an easy get for Portland. If we could have, and this is out of left field compared to Vin Diesel, if we could get Ursula Le Guin, we've got an in. I know someone who knows Ursula Le Guin and considers her a friend. Like, we can probably make that work.
Who knows Ursula Le Guin?
I'll tell you after the show. It's pretty obvious who it would be.
Is it a prof?
Yeah, it's a prof.
Okay, I know who it is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That'd be pretty cool.
If we had Ursula Le Guin on this fucking podcast, I would die.
And you know what? I'm going to say episode 420, when we get there, we're going to get there. I think by that point, you'll be 30. but I'm going to say, I bet she'll still be around. I hope. Knock on wood. I'm fucking knock on all wood now. 2016 has not been kind. I'll bet she'll still be around. Debbie Harry, episode 420. If only because of the time that she just
you have to be more famous over there to make that happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
you gotta start making some connections now, lay the groundwork.
I'm gonna make CBGBs happen again and then it'll be a shoo-in.
Yeah. There we go.
This has been Can You Get to That, episode 69.
Hey.
You can find me on Twitter, it's at Matthew Olson, spell it right. I'll also take a moment to shout out, hey, go listen to Finite Jest if you haven't yet. And if you at all care to listen to me talk about the book Infinite Jest with my friend Alex, it's a barrel of laughs. I only bring it up because now another friend of mine has finished reading Infinite Jest and it's been on the brain. So check that out at finitejest.simplecast.fm. Caitlin, if you could shout out your own shit and our shit on the social media, I will just take the moment to say, hey, rate us and subscribe on iTunes. Yeah.
I'm so glad you just instructed me on which shit to shout out because so often I'm not paying attention to that part. You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest, BESTKABEST. You can tweet at the show at gettothat. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT. This has been our extremely special 69th anniversary extravaganza.
I think I can see it on your face. You might have a question for me, but I'm really close to being finished with this BLL, so I'm just going to have you watch me finish it.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Bottoms up. Okay, that was way more than one swig.
That was a big gulp, actually. Cool. Yeah, that was that last extra ounce they put in there.
I got that 25th ounce down my gullet. Caitlin, if you could just tell me what's on your mind.
What's been on my mind this whole time, Matt, is this.
Yeah.
It's what if technology bad?